While former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the New York Democratic primary, her rival Bernie Sanders clinched a few victories in Hudson Valley counties. Former New York Senator Hillary Clinton addressed supporters in New York City after her victory Tuesday night over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
New Yorkers, you've always had my back. And I've always tried to have yours.
In the Hudson Valley, Clinton won in Orange, Rockland, and Westchester counties, and by wide margins in the latter two. However, Sanders took other Hudson Valley counties. He won by the greatest margin in Ulster County, taking nearly 63% of the votes. In Sullivan, Sanders garnered about 56% of the votes. In Dutchess County, Democratic Election Commissioner Marco Caviglia says the race is too close to call.
We sent out 1,760 absentee ballots. Of those, as of last night, we received 1,032. When you add up the net difference between the Clinton and Sanders campaigns, as far as the 18th and 19th congressional districts, portions that are within Dutchess County, it renders it too close to call. I think it's under 900 difference. So the 1032 could potentially swing it.
Sanders is ahead in the Dutchess portion of the 19th congressional district, while Clinton leads in the Dutchess portion of the 18th congressional district, where more ballots were cast and which includes the city of Poughkeepsie. Putnam County results show Sanders on top with a margin of less than 1.5% or 96 votes, but the results could change. Putnam County Democratic Election Commissioner Catherine Croft says she has yet to receive 167 absentee ballots. Croft expects to have a new tally in about a week. All election results are still unofficial. Here's political scientist Dr. Gerald Benjamin.
New York is Clinton's. New York elected Clinton. New York was served by Clinton. She adopted the state.
Benjamin says the Sanders victories in those Hudson Valley counties and less populated counties in the state mirrored Democrat Zephyr Teachout's results in her failed bid for governor in 2014. Again, here's Clinton during her victory speech.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch and victory is in sight.
Benjamin, who is director of the Benjamin Center at the State University of New York at New Paltz, had this reply when asked whether Sanders should drop out of the race.
No. If I were advising him, I'd tell him to persist. He's at the head of a movement. He's giving a voice to very important constituencies in the United States and in New York. And as he persists in doing that, he drives the discussion in the direction he prefers that it go. And he gives hope and inclusion to lots of people, and I think that's very, very important.
At a polling location in Midtown Kingston Tuesday, a few Democrats spoke about who they supported. College student Jennifer Smith Jamison supports Sanders.
I really want Bernie to be able to, like, have at least a showing.
Brandon Carroll voted for Sanders.
I haven't felt this inspired to vote ever before.
And for whom did Hobie Armstrong vote?
Hillary, all the way.
Because?
I like her policies. I like the fact that she has the power and prestige with people in Washington to get change done.
Mario Aguirre voted for the first time as a U.S. citizen.
I think it's very important because one vote can make a big difference.
He voted for Clinton.
I like it. I think he's a strong woman. I can see she has power.
The Sanders campaign did not return a request for comment in time for this broadcast. Clinton picked up a majority of New York's delegates with her win. With 247 delegates at stake, Clinton will pick up at least 135. Sanders will win at least 104. 8 remain to be allocated pending final vote tallies. It takes 2,383 to win the nomination. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.